Perhaps the greatest urban legend in the history of the land of Israel is that the Dead Sea is salty because Lot's wife, who turned into a pillar of salt, disintegrated into it. So let's ask the obvious question. Why, in fact, did she turn into a pillar of salt? So we all know the story. The city of Sodom fell into such deep moral decay that Hashem decreed its destruction. Yet there was one inhabitant who, although flawed, merited salvation, and this was Lot. The angels tasked with destroying the city stopped off at Lot's house to tell him, get out and get out fast. And as Lot and his family were leaving, the angels warned him. They said, there's only one thing we ask of you. They said, when you run off, don't look back. So as fire and sulfur and earth-shaking destruction rained down on Sodom, Lot and his family ran off to safety, making sure no one looked back behind them. That is, except Lot's wife. Because look back is exactly what Lot's wife did, and a human salt shaker she became. So this story begs a question. What is so wrong with turning around for 1 second? What is the great harm in glancing backward and watching? It's not every day that a city is pummeled by a heavenly sulfur and firestorm. Why is it such a great sin that she stole a second to watch this historic apocalypse? I mean, what's the big deal? So I saw a powerful explanation by Rabbi Victor Miller. He says that the Torah is telling us a very fundamental principle in repentance and growth and tshuva, and that is, if you want to grow, you can't look back. You got to be a different person. You aren't the same person who ate too much. You aren't the same person who spent too much time on your phone. You aren't the same person who didn't learn enough or who spoke too much Lashon Hara. To grow is to shed the past and begin anew. Allowing the past to linger in our basement sort of hinders our development. We can't possibly become a healthier eater with fast food coupons in our pocket. We can't possibly be less attached to our phones while still subscribed to the same 347 WhatsApp statuses as before. We can't possibly be a new person if we still look to and befriend the bad habits of our past. The angels were telling Lot, run for your life and don't even glance back for a second because you are to leave here new people saved by the skin of your teeth. Grow, change, start anew. It reminds me a little of how I used to view Ne'ilah at the end of Yom Kippur. I used to feel a little dejected at the end of Ne'ilah. The gates are shutting right in my face, and it's very dramatic, and I'm going to drive home from Shul the same guy I was last year. The gates of heaven close right in front of my nose, and I humbly walk home the same old me. But then I heard a perspective that changed my outlook entirely. The gates of heaven aren't closing in front of you. They're closing behind you. Hashem is urging us, quick, jump into my world and close the door behind you. Come through the gates and live with me. You'll love it here. You'll be a new you. You'll live in my world. Ne'ilah isn't the end. It's the beginning. Ne'ilah isn't the gates sending you home. It's the gates ushering you into the garden of Hashem. It is you version 2.0. The gates closing scream to us, don't be like Lot's wife and look back. Look forward and step right through the gate. Now that's a refreshing outlook on Tshuva.